ndaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walambulela kustudio 7 yesonto mhla zinye kuMpandula 2019 ngoKips Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, abaqoqa ukukhipha abantu bokuza emisebenzini kwele South Africa bathi ababuyeli emuva.
Hayi ngithi nje ubona strike asiqalile. Ngathi yabona siqalile kwezinye indawo. Hayi besibona ko Pretoria, yasibona ko Cape Town, ko Johannesburg. Siqalile. Kuzoba kunjalo nje ngeke lo ngithi mhlawumbe kuzoba kanjani. Uzobona nje nawe ukuthi kwenzakala kanjani eSouth Africa.
Bayajinga abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe ngalokhu.
Kungaba lomsindo kusasa esitshelile amalunga ethu ku-Afrika yonke ukuthi bazindi imoto zonke zaseSouth Africa.
Abadlali beqembu leMighty Warriors bakhalala umdlalo weOlympic Games. Lingakhuthwa uhlelo lwamasiko olwabatsha kanye lezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Sokulokuxozela emigoqweni kwele South Africa ngesikhathi abanye abantu bakulelo lizwe belungiselela ukungena emafektali lokumisa izimoto ezinkulu bedinga abantu bokuza. Kulabantu abadize bedinga abantu bokuza abatshayela izimoto ezinkulu kwele South Africa abadabuka kwamanye amazwe abathi babathathela imisebenzi. Bathi bazangena njalo kumafektali endaweni zonke zakwele South Africa basuse ngenkani bonke abantu abadabuka kwamanye amazwe abasebenza kwele South Africa bengalamaphepha aqondileyo. Okwamanje kulabanye abatshayela izimota ababhodabhodayo emigwaqweni bedinga izimota ezinkulu ezitshayelwa ngabantu bokuza. Omunye walabo abenza lokhu ongafisanga ukuthi simveze igama lakhe uthi kababuyeli emuva ngokususa abantu bokuza abasebenza ongekho emthethweni kulelo lizwe.
Hayi ngithi nje ubona strike asiqalile. Ngathi yabona siqalile kwezinye indawo. Hayi besibona ko Pretoria, yasibona ko Cape Town, ko Johannesburg. Siqalile. Kuzoba kunjalo nje ngeke lo ngithi mhlawumbe kuzoba kanjani. Uzobona nje nawe ukuthi kwenzakala kanjani eSouth Africa.
Singathi ke ungathi vele sokuqalile ukuthi vele selikwenza njalo.
Kuqalile vele.
Kusasa ke kuyahamba. Kusasa singathi kuhamba njani manje kusasa.
Angifuni ukuhamba manje ngithi kuyahambeka ngoba mina njengoba ngikhuluma nawe mina ngikho la eGauteng se Cape Town. Manje bangise Cape nje. Ayikho into engayikhuluma ngithi kanjani. Akona remember isinyanga eGP seziqale basikhombisa futhi. Nase Pretoria khona nase Johannesburg sekuqalile already nje vele kuzoba kunjalo kusuka kusasa until government izisiza ukuthi
lizokwenza okosuku olulodwa kumbe insuku eziningi kumbe kuyahamba njani.
Angifuni ukuhamba manga ngithi sizokwenza izinsuku ezingaki kuzoba sekutheni ugovernment usizwa kanjani.
Singathi ke lizomelela kuhulumende ukuthi aze ekhulume ukuthi lenze kanjani
wemfethu until koze kuphuma abantu bangaphansi. Angithola ukuthi ngithini masungibuza into emile imile into ongithenayo. Until kuze kuphuma abantu la eSouth Africa hayi akufe thina kubabili.
Kodwa ke akusuze kuqhamuke khona kuyizona ofebhiyesi akhuluma ngakho lokuyani.
Asinamsebenzi naleyo nto leyo. Zano futhi into esilungu leyo nto. Zama futhi amasimba amani leyo nto leyo. Sena ndaba udoda. Sena ndaba naleyo nto ahambe ezweni yakubo. Hey, wendoda. Ma ubona ngoba ngiyakuzwa ukuthi wasezimi. Ma ubona wena ukuthi unenkinga thatha isibhamu sakho udubule umuntu waseSouth Africa ungalo sitshenzeni. Unjalo nje mfowethu njengoba ngitshena ayikho into ngathi ngibuzana kuqalile kuqalile. And futhi ngeke sisaphinde sihlehle ngaphandle ukuthi ugovernment esize ukuthi endaweni yethu sifuna umsebenzi wethu and sifuna iy'ndawo zethu. Sifuna yonke into, sifuna futhi abantu bekunciphisa ama-drugs eSouth Africa. Yilokho esikhuluma ngakho, finish. Kule nto le mfowethu, ngelo siyikhuluma ko-media, siyikhuluma kuphi kuphi. Hayi into esiyikhuluma ko-media, ekho into esiyikhuluma kukuphi. Kufanele ugovernment kufuneka size ukuthi sithini. Ngoba phela umhlabatho wethu nabo Cyril Ramaphosa bakhethwa yithi. Mase singasabafuni futhi thina, yithi esizoshutha sabafuni. Kunjalo nje. Umhlaba uphethwe abantu, awuphethwe umuntu oyi-one.
Omunye wabatshayeli odabuka kwele Zimbabwe ocele ukuthi siveze isibongo sakhe kuphela, uthi sebedlela evalweni. Umdlonga uthi abathayeli bokuza badingwa ngamehlo abomvu.
Okwamanje afuna truck ehambayo kule ndawo lapho nalapho nje okunomthindo khona. Njengamanje kule truck abayigijimise ngo-3 o'clock e-10G bangithumela ividiyo yakhona lapho ngizokuthumela yona ngizobona. Manje so manje lapho abagijimisa khona yikho lapho engiyopanga khona mina i-truck ngoba umlungu lo te sasa ngingasebenzi ngoba because of flex strike esikhona. njengokuthi bathe ama-foreigners abafuna
kuzayenzani manje
hei ngoba khona abafoyite engihamba nabo lapha siyi-four ma esihamba silandelana angazi ukuthi kuzoba njani e so ngiyakhona le lapho abagijimisa khona abantu
uya ngaphi kwangikhona kuthiwa ngungaphi khonapho
e-Witbank
ye kodwa kukhanya ngazani abantu bayethuke kanganani lani kolapho
so far kulaba kade ngihamba nabo lapha be-South Africa abaningi bakhona ebengihamba nabo abavumelani nakho because ngabantu abakwaziyo i-economy yabona ukuthi makusenzeka izinto ezinje kulahleka into eziningi so abantu abaningi abe nginabo lapho eduze ungani bahlakaniphile yabona but kule certain group I think is political motivated ngoba lo muntu lo angeke abe namandla angaka okuvala amatraka angaka beshisa amatraka abantu angaka kungena background emuva ngoba le ndaba le ikhona lapho esuka khona
Okunhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Cross Border Association umnumzana Dennis Juru uthi balakho ukuphindisela emazweni achiyeneyo.
Kungaba lo msindo kusasa sesitshelile amalunga ethu ku-Afrika yonke ukuthi bazimbi imoto zonke zase-South Africa sesizibhalele incwadi kumakhampani endizamshini ukuthi sisazobatshela kusasa ukuthi bayenze njani ukuthi kusefe yini ukuthi indizamshina zabo zilende out of Africa so okwakathesi sesibone ukuthi sokula ma-reports emsindo njengasePotchefstroom amalunga e-ATDF bazimbi imoto kodwa sisayolunguza ukuthi sibone ukuthi kwenzakalani nakulo msindo sizoyenza ukuthi iy'moto zonke zase-South Africa zimise singasaphumi e-South Africa amabhizinesi abo bo-Shoprite bo-Pick n Pay sifuna ukumisa wonke amabhizinesi awo sesivumelane njengenhlanganiso i-Africa yonke
lokho akutsho ukuthi kuzayenza kube lo msindo omkhulu kakhulu ngenxa yakhonokho
umsindo omkhulu odlula ukubulala umuntu
siphinde sacela ukuthi abalaleli be-Studio 7 basidumezele ama-audio abo WhatsApp ake sizwe ukuthi batheni ngodaba lolu
hey lokho kwezakala eSouth Africa lokhu hayi kuzisa usizi lokho kanti bona abantu beSouth bayakhohle ukuthi bona bazibathola izivuse babe silwa bekwamanye amazwe wona lawo anjengabo Zambia Mozambique njani njani lamanye amazwe namhlanje sebebulala abantu bawona lawo mazwe akayibaba abancedisayo sebebabona ubuthutha ngoba bona sesihlezi kuhle njalo ama-president eSouth Africa amaningi yiwo abalenotho ekhogcwele eZimbabwe la lapho eZimbabwe yonke into elapho yawo eSouth Africa oThabo Mbeki balamaplaziyo wonke nje konapha ozuma kodwa wayi ngapha thina singabahluphi singabathatheli izinto zabo befuna ukuhlupha abantu bangapha siyabonga
asazi impela nathi silindelelwa langa langemonday kodwa kakula lapho esizobalekela khona ngoba nalapho sikhangelele khona ukuthi sizobalekela khona ekhaya ikatilelele ziko impilo siyidinga khona lapho esikhona sokungathi inkosi ingangenela vele angeke basifune kwamanye amazwe ngoba vele uyazi uma ungumntwana omyanga kini kulanjwa ke kho umuntu ofisa ukuthi uzodlalela emzini wakhe ngoba uyakwazi ukuthi ayikho into ozomsiza ngayo
olibingelelayo ngolivias eSouth Africa endaweni yase-Alexander ye njengalokho lokho okukhulunywa ngalona lolu dlame hhayi esingakakubona impawu ezingasikhombisa udlakela asazi njalo nje njengoba laba abantu baphonguqalisa into esikhaleni nje ongananzelelanga kodwa yewates hhayi bekusathule singazi njalo sesizabona ngikhona ngomvulo
ngumoyo asilobela mina ngithi kulabo abafowethu abase-South Africa e-South Africa kukhanya kuyala yibo singathi nje kudinga ukubana la uyephila khona le bhati akula mpilo nxa usithi uyadinga ukuthi uyephila usiyaphila lezilwane siyakudla kuphela so uyalalo ke bebambelela khonale besenza inkani baza beyaze beyizidumbu ngabantu be-South Africa bayabulala so bembona ukubana bengagoqa into zabo bethwale baphenduke behamba kuhle kulokuphenduka bethwelwe sebeyizidumbu akakusizi lutho ukuphila kuphilwa ka-1 akuphindwa kabili
Salibonani basakazi we-Studio 7 lonke ngiyalibingelela ngomusala ngothando igama lami nguNomazulu Mpofu mina ebengithanda ukukusho lapha ngoba silapha e-South Africa i-problem yethu i-1 yokuthi asila ama-permit ama-passport silawo and inkinga yabantu be-South Africa bathi sibathathela imisebenzi and sivuma imali ezincane i-reason yokuthi abantu bevume imali ezincane oyola ama 1.5. Inkinga ukuthi asilandawo zokuhlala lapho kumele sihlale khona, kumele uhlale ngemali. Sometimes uthola ukuthi lapho rent ekhona uma standa uyabe sekuxosha ngasakufuni. Kuze kuphoqelele ukuthi uvume lwaloba uphi umsebenzi just ukuthi ulale isikhanda endlini. Hayi ukuthi lathi imali ezincane sezijabulela, sisuke ekudeni kakhulu sile family siyishiye emuva labantwana. So yiyo le nto eyenza ukuthi sometimes sivume lezo mali kuphela, siyabe sisivumela ukuthi sikwazi ukulala ezindlini lokuthi sidle.
Ngasenelisanga ukukhuluma lo hulumende wakwele South Africa ngokuthi kwenzakalani elizweni lelo. Kwake kwabulawa abantu abaningi okumangalisayo ngomnyaka ka-2008. Wabuya njalo ngomnyaka ka-2015. Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA. Ibandla le-Movement for Democratic Change elikhokelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa lithi seliza kwenza imihlangano emikhulu endaweni eziningi eZimbabwe kulandela ukuvinjwa kokuthi abalandeli balo batshengisele emigoqweni bekhonona ngesimo esibi somnotho eZimbabwe. Ibandla leli lenze umhlangano eHarare namhla lapho ebelikhankasela khona ukhetho lwe-by-election oluzayenziwa kuleyo ndawo ngeviki ezayo. Umnumzana Vincent Tswangirai, umntakamuyi uMorgan Tswangirai uzancintisa kukhetho lolu. UVincent Tswangirai uncintisana lwabanye abakumabandla achiyeneyo. Indawo le yayiphethwe ngudade wabo unkosikazi Bimbayi Tswangirai Jaba. Odokotela bathi kabasenelisi ukuya emisebenzini ngenxa yeholo eliphansi. Bathi kuzima kakhulu ukuthi basebenze ngoba kabala mali yokugada izimota besiya emisebenzini. Sebelobele iHealth Services Board ngalolu daba besithi iholo labo liphansi okumangalisayo. Bathi kabakhalali imisebenzi kodwa sebesehluleka ukuya emisebenzini ngenxa yeholo leli.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo-6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu. Lalelani indaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave kushort wave 4930-6065-15460 laku 13860 kilohertz.
Senana masiko
wenziwe manje
ngelo baba mkhulu
babelobola
kweza masiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Namhla siyalubuyelela udaba lwethu lapho sixoxe khona lo mnumzana Jabalala wakwele South Africa. Sikhuluma ke ngobudlelwano bamaZulu laMandebele. Namhlanje ke sixoxa lo mnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya, ingcwethi kweza masiko esintu ukhona ngale ke kwele Johannesburg. Baba Ngwenya, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Nami ngiyaphingelela ukuthi lingisabehlelweni.
Yes, ke saxoxa lapha lenye insizwa lapha yakujabalala. Sikhuluma ke ngobudlelwano bamaNdebele lamaZulu. Wasesitsho ke ukuthi hayi bona bazama ukuthi labo babe lobudlelwano obuhle lamaNdebele. Like la kulandelela khonokho la kuzuthi uhamba njani?
Yebo, qhawela kithi nangempela sesaxoxa washo wathi isizwe samaNdebele uyasazi ukuthi isizwe esisuka la kule South Africa. Njalo amaZulu abaningi bayabazi abantu abasuka nenkosi uMzilikazi bebhekele kwaBulawayo. Yikho-ke nami ngamchazela ukuthi bafowethu kukhona abafowethu abangamaZulu abangalwazi usizi lwethu ukuthi njengoba silapha sibaleka olufanayo nangale, ngoba sizithola sisiba le problem yokuthi nangale asiphathwa ngendlela elinganayo nabanye. Abanye baze basitele emehlweni ukuthi mina ngiyinzalo yase-South Africa, kuyelani e-South Africa laphela kuyena khona. Yikho-ke uzonanzelela ukuthi even nalapha e-South Africa abantu abaqala ukuzosebenza ngabantu abakhona le esayidini yasemandebeleni nasesikhalangeni, ngoba kakhulu abasesikhalangeni babenziwa ukuthi babe senhlizweni eBotswana kube lula kuku-cross.
Bona ngokutsho kwabo amaZulu bona ngazane lingadlelana njani labo kwezethi kulungisa ubuhlobo lobo phela.
ukudlelana kwethu nabo imizamo yenziwa ngempela eminyakeni eminingi eyadlula engicabanga kwakuyilo baba omunye osowashonayo uGumede uke walekelela la ekutheni sihambisane naye sivakashela amakhosi wonke ala eSouth Africa ikakhulu kwaZulu kuhanjiwe impela kwaze kwafika umndeni wesilo isilo nje siyabaza abathwakazi saze sathi ngelinanga siyamukele indondo eyayivela laphana kubaba Nandi sengimkhosi igama lakhe langempela saze sasho ukuthi ngabantu abami laba. So isilo besisazi kakhulu, ngikhumbula nangamhla kubekwa kwabo uGumede umntwana wasendlunkulu uThulani Zulu wayekhona esho kahle nokusho ukuthi hayi nina kahlekahle vele nokuthi ngamaNdebele kuyeshiwe nje kodwa siyanazi ukuthi namaZulu. Okuwukuthi nje mhlawumbe kushota obuncane ukuthi ubuholi bonke babantu babethwakazi noma mhlawumbe abathile abasemazingeni asebuholini bavakashe kuzokujwayeleka nakubafowethu abasemazingeni aphansi ukuthi bakwazi ukusamukela ngoba iqiniso yikho kona lokho ukuthi thina njengoba silapha sifana nokuthi sibuyile ekhaya. So mase besiqosha futhi besiqoshela lapha esibaleke khona kusho khona ukuthi sabe sifana nokuthi siphakathi kwejene
ngaso sikhangela khona mpo siyabona ukuthi sokatholakala phela ithole lesizwe ubulelani lobhengela Khumalo alisebenzelani laye yini ukuthi kulungiswe konke lokho.
Ya isilo besike saxoxa nje singamabutho kodwa lokho ngizokusho manje ubekwazi ukuthi akukho official from the royal lokuzana kodwa ke sibesike sabonisana singamabutho ukuthi kungaba njani ukuthi isilo njengoba sesinazo sesizama ukuxhumana nabathintekayo ikakhulu amakhosi ukwenzela ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi kwakhiwe ubudlelwano ngamandla obuvele babukhona phakathi kwethu nesizwe samaZulu nezinye nje izizwe zilapha eSouth Africa. Uzokhumbula ukuthi thina singamaNdebele asiphumi kwaZulu kuphela noma ngithi singabithwakazi kunengaba izizwe ezatholakala endleleni ngiqoqo inkosi uMzilikazi njengoba uyakhumbula ukuthi kwakuthiwa kukhona abangasenzansi kukhona abangasenhla okuyilaba abatholakala endleleni abangasenhla yikho kwabangela ukuthi kugcine sekuyisizwe esikhulu kakhulu.
Yes, so singathi-ke isizwe lesi kumele ukuthi wena ngombono wakho abantu babuyele yini kwele South Africa kumbe bahlale kwele Zimbabwe bazenzele abakufisayo njengoba-ke uMzilikazi wayebombe isizwe sakhe khona ngale-ke eZimbabwe.
Mina ngokwami angiboni ukuthi singathi thina asifuni ukuzohlala eSouth Africa. Angikubeke njengokuthi thina siyalithanda izwe lethu kakhulu. Siyalithanda kakhulu izwe lethu kodwa isimo esikhona lapha kuleli azwe sidinga ukuthi nabo abafowethu ama-South Africans basibekezelele kuze nxa ngabe kuyenzeka kuyalunga laphayana ngoba siphoqwa isimo ukuthi size lapha ngoba kuzokhumbula ukuthi abazali bethu sikhule thina bezilimela kuhle kunjeya akukho akade beza nje la eSouth Africa bebeza nje with pleasure. Abanye bebona ukuthi mhlawumbe esikhathini esiningi bekusuka lula ukuthola noma imisebenzi le esemazingeni aphansi ethola ukuthi noma umuntu engafundanga ubekwazi ukuthi angawenza. Kodwa eqinisweni ukuthi thina sizile ukuzohlala lana. Akubeke kucace lokho. Lakhona ukuthi sicela kubafowethu sicela nje ukuthi basibekezelele sile themba lokuthi sekuzalunga vele.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke baba Mbuso Ngwenya. Umbuso Ngwenya-ke yingcwethi kwezamasiko ungathina kusasa.
Nami ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Ngilethemba lokuthi sihlangana singabaphilileyo njalo ngeviki ezayo. Olivalelise emoyeni ngenjabulo ngumthembo sithembayo uKips Dube
Lilanga.Okwamanje
sike sizwe esibhadalane labatsha silo Mike Hobe.
Yebo. Mthwakazi omuhle, yikudibana kuhlelo labasakhulayo, ngingu-Mike Hobe. Namhla kuhlelo sixoxa lomnumzana Keith Moyo, oyintatheli izindaba, osebenzela iphephandaba elebulenjini ele-Urban Culture Magazine. Siphatha udaba ngezamasiko, ezomculo, njalo ezemidlalo elizweni. Keith, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo futhi unjani?
Ngiyaphila, Mike, kunjani wena?
Hayi, mina ngiphilile, ngilethemba lokuthi abalaleli bayathokoza bayajabula bekuzwa kuradio namhla.
Hayi, lami nginethemba bayajabula.
Keith, ngolwesihlanu sibone u-Honorable Minister Kirsty Coventry kobulawayo exoxa labatsha abakwezamasiko, kwezemidlalo, kwezomculo. wena njengomunye othole ithuba lokuxoxa lo honorable Kirsty Coventry ubone njani lokho ukuthi uminister ukhethe ukubuya kobulawayo ukuze yaxoxelane?
Sikubone kuyilithuba elihle kakhulu ukuthi uminister uyacabanga ukuthi abuye kobulawayo azothi ahlale phansi labantu abakhokhelayo abakuzona lezi ingxenye oziqambileyo ngoba kukalutshwane ukuthi uthole ukuthi uminister bazehlisa bebuye ebantwini, kodwa-ke uthe yena wasekwanisa ukuthi abuye azokhulumisana labantu njengomuntu ovela kwesikubizayo ukuthi maternity leave. So kusithintile kakhulu ukuthi ubuye wazosivakatshela lapha yena engumuntu obuya ezobona esikubizayo sithi ngama-co-working space lapha kobulawayo ukuthi ama-artist wona asebenza ezindaweni ezinjani njalo wasebenza njani. Yiyo thina into ade ilandile kweyethu i-working space safika sakhulumisana naye nje.
Lapho uminister ubekhuluma uke waphatha udaba mayelana ngesimo sezamasiko ezemidlalo njalo ezomculo kobulawayo na?
Into yena ade ikhayelele kakhulu ukuthi ayenze bekuyukuthi azobona nje ibingasuwo le esiyijayeleyo. Abantu abaningi sebejayele esiwabiza ukuthi ngama-consultative meetings isikhathi esiningi especially omphathi intamba sebeke badlula laba babebuya nje bafike baxoxanisa abantu abantu benza izikhalazo zabo, kodwa bekungasiyo ngale ndlela eyakhe indlela abuye ngayo ibingathi lokwehlukana ngoba yena ade ngumuntu ozovakasha engasiwo muntu ozoyenza ama-consultative meeting. Ngakho kube lesikubiza esingakubiza sithi ama-mixed emotions phakathi kwabantu, abanye bekujabulela abanye njalo bengathi abakuthakazeleli ukuthi uminister yena kahle kahle ulande ukuphela ukuthi azowubona, akalandanga ukuzokhuluma nabantu, ulande ukuthi azowubona ama-working spaces.
Njengentatheli ebhala amastori amayelana ngezamasiko ezomculo njalo ezemidlalo, ubona ngani ugatsha lukahulumende olubona ngendaba lezi kumele bayenzeni ukuze bathuthukise abatsha abakumsebenzi kwezamasiko ezemidlalo njalo ezomculo?
Into ekhona ukuthi iministry le ibingaqakathekisi kakhulu i-art and culture. Isikhathi esiningi ibingathi iye ifaka kakhulu uqakatheka ku-sport. Ngakho kuke kwaphuma nje indaba yokuthi bafake imali e-Art Development Fund abayibiza ukuthi i-ADF 200,000 ikhangelele ukuthi kube yimali ezancedisa ku-art and culture ukuthi ama-products ama-art amaningi ehambe. Ngakho I think it is a step in the right direction nxa kuyukuthi uminister ukubone kungcono ngoba i-funding yona leyi yacina ngo-2009 if I'm not mistaken. So it's something that she is trying to revive and I think it's moving in the right direction.
Sikuzwile Kitha, isikhathi sesedliwe ngumangoyi bhuti, kodwa hayi ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo.
Hayi nami ngibonge kakhulu manje.
Isikhathi du mthwakazi omuhle silugciba lapho uhlelo labatsha. Abafisa ukuxoxa lami ngikhona ku-Twitter njalo ku-Instagram at BigMike3 yona username yami. Lingakhohlwa ukuthi sidibana njalo ngolwesibili kuhlelo The Connection lapho siqhubekela phambili sixoxa ngendaba eziphathelane nabatsha elizweni. Uhlelo luqala ngo-8 PM bese lugciba ngo-9. Kwanele kwanamhla olivalelisayo ngenjabulo, igama lami ngu-Mike Hobe. Mthwakazi omuhle, Zimbabwe omuhle. Bye-bye.
So is katike esokholo lwesiKristu silontungamele inkomo.
Soku isikhathi sohlelo lwamakholwa uhlelo vuselela umoya silomfundisi Thande Kuzintimkandla.
Siyahlangana njalo sihlobo zinkosi esithandekileyo, sihlangana ngelizwi lethu lanamhlanje esilithola encwadini kaGenesis chapter 3 ivesi lika-12 lo-13 lapho kufundeka khona kanje. Verse 12, u-Adamu wathi, wesifazane owangipha yena ukuba abe nami unginikile kulowo muthi ngadla. 13, uJehova uNkulunkulu wathi kwesifazane, yini lokho okwenzileyo na? Wesifazane wathi, inyoka ingikhohlisile ngadla. lapha ke zihlobo zinkosi ezithandekileyo sihlangana labantu esizokuthamba ukuqala ukudalwa uAdam noEva. Adam noEva babesensimini yase-Eden. Sizothiwa impilo yabo yayinhle, yayimnandi, yayingasolisi, babengaginqi mhlawumbe, bengatshiswa lalilanga ngoba zonke izinto zazibahambela kuhle. Kodwa ke ngenye imini ekwase kufika ke umkhumbulo ungayisiwo phakathi kwabo. Ilizwi namhlanje emfuna ukuthi siqile phezu kwalo ngelokuthi wenzani ngalokho okumele uwenze na. Abantu abaningi emhlabeni baphila ngokusola, bangaze bone bangene bubini basola abanye abantu, ngabazikhangeli bona ukuthi kabenzeni isimo size sibe njalo. Ungubaba lapha ekhaya nguwe inhloko yomuzi okumele ukhangele ubona ukuthi izinto zonke zihamba kuhle. Kodwa ke xa sokusonakala uyaphangisa ukusola abanye abantu, sole umama unina wezingane zakho, sole umakhelwane, sole izihlobo zakho. La wena mama xa into zingahambi kuhle lapha ekhaya uyasola ubaba, sole umakhelwane, sole izihlobo, sole abangane, uze usolele abantu abakho. Xa ungumuntu ukhokhela mhlawumbe lawe ukhokhela isenkisho lamabandleni uyehluleka ukubana ibandla lidose ndawonye, uzasola amagosa, sola abadikoni, sole ingabe yini ebandleni uthi babakubuyisela emuva. Ingabe uphethe umsebenzi othile emsebenzini, uzasola zonke izinto. Abanye umuntu azasole lo mkhathi nje phandle ubana ngehlule ukwenza lokhu ngenxa yalokhu. Abanye balezikhundla ezinkulu sengitsho lasemhlabeni imbala behluleke ukubana banike abantu lokhu abantu abakhangele ukubana bakuthole. Ufice inkokheli zisola wonke umuntu ngaphandle kwabo. Umuntu asole oseduzane, asole ongalo wothango, azasole labakhatshana emazweni athize abangahlali kuleli lizwe, athi babenze ukubana sehluleke. Into eyenza ukubana ube njalo yikuthi nxa sesifike esibangeni sinjalo siyakhohlwa ukubana sabekelwani. UNkulunkulu wabafaka u-Adam lo-Eva wabanika imithetho okumele bayilandele, kodwa ngenxa yenhliziyo zabo basebephambuka bangena endleleni zabo bawa. Walubala uswazi uNkulunkulu abatshaya ngalo lobuhlungu okumandisayo. Abanye bazibajile uswazi elokhu esitshaywa ngalo nanamhlanje. Asiyekeleni ukuthi senze lokho okumele sikwenze, sicatshe nabanye, sikhombele abanye ngeminwe. Imizi iyadilika, izigodi ziyatshabalala, ilizwe imbala liphakathi kobunzima obumangalisayo ngenxa yokuthi abanye abantu kabafuni ukuvuma ukwehluleka kwabo. Singacatshi ngokusola abanye, asikhulekeni. Baba Nkulunkulu, ngesicela ukubana usinike inhliziyo yokuvuma kwehluleka kwethu. Kwehluleka kwethu kube ngokwethu, sithethelele lapho esone ngakhona. Sinika amandla okubana sivume, singacatshi ngabanye. Hlalelathi, sinike izibindi kukho konke esikwenzayo, sikwenze ngemfanelo. Ngegama likaJesu ngiyakhuleka, amen.
Lolobe kuluhlelo lwamakholwa, uhlelo vuselela umoya. Silomfundisi Thandeko Zintimkandla. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Olivalelisayo Muntungameli Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Ntungameli Nkomo. Sike sikhangeleke ezemidlalo ngamafitshane. Abadlali beqembu leMighty Warriors kubikwa ukuthi balile lamhla ukudlala umdlalo we-Olympics obekumele udlalwe eHarare. Abadlali laba kubikwa ukuthi bafuna ukuthi babhadalwe imali yomdlalo wabo weviki ephelileyo lapho babhaxabulwe khona iZambia 5-0. Isikhulumeli seZimbabwe Football Association uMnumzana Xolisani Gwesela walile ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu. Kukhangelelwe ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lizajeziswa okumangalisayo inhlanganiso yenguqu eFIFA. Leyo ke inzwisa kuphela ke yomculo kaZahara. Singakehluka nokuthi sikhangele indaba kaDiskokela namhlanje. Abaqoqwa ukukhipha abantu bokuza emsebenzini kule South Africa bathi ababuyeli emuva. Siqhuba lapha ke uhlelo lwethu namhlanje ngolivalelisayo ngoKipps Dube.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7.
Kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.